Well, folks, you already know now. The Curly W's with a 10-8 victory over two birds on a bat in St. Louis, that your boy is in a good space. Because when the Nationals win, then I win. And what a way to come back and come being hitless, to go from hitless to putting 11 hits on the board. And never, ever say die. And the Curly W's pull it off. And it's a beautiful thing. And you had to earn it, but you got to earn them all. And so welcome to Early Morning Edition, Overtime. The happiest man in the District of Columbia is Heavy Metal Chris, because the Olympics and the Open, and man, I tell you what, you got to be on top of your game when a metal crew gets the Open. How big is the opening ceremony of the Olympics, and to have a heavy metal rock group just take it off the charts?
Yeah, that was a pretty big thing, I think, for all metalheads around the world. That was cool. We don't usually get our music put on center stage like that. You know, we're kind of the dark horse and everything. And it was cool that, I mean, probably a billion people got to see that, man. It's freaking awesome.
And explain for novice like yours truly as well, that to go from the gorilla to gorille, to from French to Japanese, this whole interpretation of it, break it down to us, because it is, they were extraordinary, man. I mean, if you didn't see it live, that's okay.
Look it up on YouTube, though, or something. Yeah, it was, the video is amazing. Yeah,
you have to see this.
Starts off with a decapitated Marie Antoinette singing, and then it just cuts, like 3 seconds later, just cuts to the band. And they're all playing on the side of this castle that used to be a prison castle. And they're all, like, hanging out the doors. They've set, like, platforms and stuff outside the windows and stuff of this thing. And they're all playing different instruments on the different windows. And they got all this pyro going off and stuff, man. It was just so cool.
I hate to do this, man. 902 in the nation's capital. I never want to be the guy that wakes G from the shop up at 9 a.m. on a Saturday. But G would love this. He would love this. I want him to be able to see this. So I'm reaching out.
I got queued up. You want to play a little bit of it?
Well, yeah, I'd love to, because G, it's early for him. But you know what? He got to see this, because I know he would love this.
It's never too early for a little bit of Gojira in the morning.
Let's go to Gojira.
And the audio is cool, but let me tell you, the video footage is even better. You gotta watch this thing. It was so cool, man. They did a great job with it. They really stepped up to the performance, man. You know, like, you could tell they didn't want to drop the ball on this one. They didn't half-ass it. They went out there to kill this performance, and they did. That was awesome.
Yeah, it is great. I mean, the athletes, it goes. I know we don't put enough time into this, Katie Ledecky. I mean, I'm talking about the Olympians that may very well be in their last Olympics. And I say that not trying to be funny. May very well. Because of the technology, the discipline of the athletes in question, I don't rule anything out. Diana, if you look at what, I mean, you think this is LeBron's last shot. You think, I mean, but can we really say that with certainty? Would you bet your last coin that this is it? I mean, who would expect it, this dude to look like the best conditioned athlete this year on this year's team?
Yeah.
I didn't. But let's handle the business in front of us. It's not a layup. I love the way Steve Kerr went into badass mode. And he I mean, again, it goes back to my theory with the Derby. Is it the horse or the jockey? Can we expect these guys to really be all in with the intensity when they know it's exhibition and they're pros and they've been there, done this before? Did you sense, as I did, that Steve Kerr said, enough's enough? And did we all realize the value of the Durantula? KD is the poster boy for Olympic basketball. He's money from outside the stripe. He can defend. He can do everything. There's nothing he can't do. Let's just pray there's no setback. Because I don't think you want to look at this outlook of Team USA without KD. That's my point. G from the shop just posted, rock on. He said, shout out Metal. That dude is amazing.
I'm glad we could wake him up a little this morning.
Well, he's competitive. You know what he is? He's competitive. Because I didn't even put out the post till about 30 minutes before, but around 8:30, because I wanted to trap him. Because usually AWOD, you know, comes out the blocks. And so I thought I'd get him this morning. But again, you know, he, that's why he is who he is. G from the shop. This is intriguing, man. This Olympic, maybe you have a better grasp for it than most. You realize how hard it is what these people are doing? And they just make it look so easy.
Well, some of those sports look hard anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, but the way they make it look, and especially these that are going for the third and fourth medal or sixth in Taurasi, to maintain the discipline, the lifestyle, they're human, man. Hey, you want a piece of pie? Yeah, yeah. But they don't. They keep it in check. I think we do. I hope we really do appreciate it. And then, you know, eventually the way the world is going, the first sport that we'll be tested upon is the one that we introduced and dominated people on is basketball. It's basketball. And that's why this is going to be so easy. That's not going to be easy. And then Joel Embiid, do you trust Embiid?
I mean, he's running his mouth already. That's not good.
He can't stop talking. No, that's one thing about him. Thank goodness that he's playful. You know, he's not a mean-spirited dude.
I think the thing people sometimes forget about the Team USA basketball, too, is it's like playing for Duke. Everybody is giving you your best shot every game. You know, that team might not be that great, but they are pulling out all the stops and giving you the best they got every game you play. So if you're having a bad game or an off night, they're giving their best still, you know?
Yeah, well, that's about being brand. When you're a brand, I mean, the one thing I love about the Bronx Bombers is that I just found out that my guy, he's from San Diego. People gravitate towards that because it gives you instant credibility. And yet they're striving for it. Look at all the changes that go on in our society from a sports standpoint. Yet last night when Boston came back, do you know how many people were up? How many people that were engaged in social media or telephone call that it matters? It matters when Boston and New York play. It still matters. We're a society, we change, we have new technology, you know, we consider ourselves new school, old school, you name it, whatever. I relish the fact that people still care about that tug of war. But yet, I heard it last night when Boston came back. You know, my boy Hercules, he goes yard. I mean, one of these two dudes, one of them is going to hit a ball out of the stadium. Somebody is going to hit a ball and break a window in a car in a parking lot. That's going to happen. That's going to happen in our lifetime. We are going to see that. Now, nobody's even mentioning juice anymore. Isn't it strange? Nobody discusses that, so they're not doing that. What happened is that these boys on that bump are throwing acid. They're throwing 100 miles. And they are throwing the ball. Dude, this is amazing. And Aaron Judge, I love his demeanor. He's just smooth. And one thing I love about Jaden Daniels is that certain guys are just built for mass consumption. And they're good with it. It doesn't faze them. He ain't trying to be cool. He is cool. That is just, it's rare now because most guys are like Bobby Griffin. Great guy. Love him to death. But he's just all over the place. He just cannot, I mean, just all over the place. But he's a good dude. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's just so excited about being Bobby Three Sticks. And he's so unsettled as to who he really is, as opposed to who he would like to be. There's a difference. Difference in that. I love Judge. Love that. But then Boston comes back. And so, I mean, what other real series do we have? I don't know where you stand. I hate the fact that the Gators and the U, or Florida State and the U, don't have a war. I want Oklahoma and Texas. I want the grudges. I want that traditional, that thing that matters. Once we stop caring about those kind of things, what's left? The day that there's no buzz, even us to have buzz with Dallas week. I can't even say it without laughing now. But don't you miss it? You want to have something that excites you, that you actually have a chance to win, that is competitive. What decides when it's no longer rivalry? How often do you have to get your behind whipped before it's no longer rivalry? Do you have an answer for that? 301-230-0980. I'd like to hear it. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I just...
I don't want nothing fake. Who's your rival? Do you have one? How do you determine that there is a rivalry? Who really has a rivalry? Something that you really get your dandruff all kicked up, but that this is big. Hatfield's McCoy. We know what it used to feel like. We have been associated with it once upon a time. But right now, what are you doing? Seriously? And you young, all you 26-year-olds. So what is it? Were you not affected by... I love it when they're on. Man, there were some great ones. I mean, that Dodgers, Giants? Man, that used to be unbelievable.
We still got Caps pins in this town at least, right?
Yes, there you go. That gets you going a little bit. Why? Because of Alex and Crosby.
Yep, Ovi and Crosby, yep.
Those are the figures. I don't know if the teams match up.
But even before Ovi and Crosby were even in the league, it was still the rivalry. You know, the Pens always knock the Caps out almost every time they were in the playoffs.
Yeah, but look at the people they had.
I remember following those things. I was a big fan of the Caps even back then, you know, back with Dino Cicerelli Langway and Hatcher and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It goes back. I can see Al Kolkin right now talking about it. He taught me that gave me the history of it. What is all of this without history?
I mean, I grew up watching my heart get broken over and over by the Penguins.
But that's what that's what links us. No matter what the 26-year-old brash babies talk about, it's still, they're doing it. And I love them because they haven't seen anything. They're going off what they've heard. They'd be blind as a bat without YouTube. But yet they still believe. And I'm so hopeful that they'll get a chance to experience some of it. And that's what it's all about. So seeing the gorillas and watching the energy of these brothers and sisters, man, out there on the ledge. First of all, you would not see your boy on no ledge or no building that looked like it was the Eiffel Tower. And they're out there rolling. Man, the scene, anytime you put water around almost anything, it just changes the game. It's a game changer.
Even with all the rain, it was cool watching all the opening ceremony stuff, I thought.
Yeah, it was cool because you wasn't in the rain. Yeah, it's real cool when you dry. But if you in that rain, and you know there's a different kind of rain. It might not have been a freezing rain. Freezing rain, there's nothing I can say about it. I can talk you out of that one. But a warm rain, wet rain, yeah, I guess nothing you can do about it. But I just thought that
some of the teams didn't have like the parka or raincoats or whatever. And I felt real bad for them just getting carted along to everyone watching them get drenched, you know?
Yeah, lucky for them, they're the best conditioned athletes on the planet.
Sure, but you just hope nobody catches a cold or anything going in. Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Well, you know, you're right. Well, that's called planning, you know, and it's not like the rain snuck up on them. And
maybe you wonder if they ran out or something, like they just only had, you know, so many. I don't know.
Hey, guess what? our guy must be out on parole this weekend because he just had his handler text me. And he says, Steelers versus Ravens, best rivalry in sports, hardest, bad word I can't repeat on the air, hitting and straight violence. They ain't going to the club after the game. I'd have to agree. Even though the Steelers,
I feel like the Bengals in that division and the Ravens are the two big dogs
now. You know what? I'm with you because at least the Bengals are playoff contenders. The Bengals are, you know,
I feel
what?
Like the I'm Ravens leaning, and the Bengals are both Super Bowl contenders.
You know what? I'm leaning towards you now, Metal, on it. I think the Steelers used to be in that deal, but when your ambition is to be 500, I just don't think we can just keep putting them in all these categories like we used to.
Well, since Big Ben retired, really, I feel like that's kind of the difference there.
I know, but we are conditioned to think the Steelers, because they've earned that in the past. You always thought of the Steelers when it comes to consistency, big games, high performance Steelers. But I just think at some point, like we do the Cowboys, we have to come off and go, this recent addition of the Steelers is a shell of themselves. And until they win more than 8 or 9 games, I do think we need to reserve the fact to say the current group of Steelers. I think that's fair. He won't like this at all. Another bad foul word I can't repeat. Steelers swept the, another bad word and profane word I can't repeat, division last year, beating the Ravens 7 out of 8 times. Metal?
Well, how many times they beat them in the playoffs?
Well, you know that would be 0 because the Steelers aren't in playoffs. Yeah,
it's kind of, that's where it matters the most, I think.
Well, anyway. don't get him going, because please, it's better when he's in solitary confinement and can't even come out of C block to get to a payphone to deal with us. That's when he's at his best, when we don't have to hear from him, but yet we can see those pictures of all the. Oh God, don't we have to go to a break? I mean, it's 9:21 here in the nation's capital. Do we have to take him now, or should we wait till we come back?
Well, he's real fired up right now, so.
Okay, all right, let's do it. All right, let's do it. Good morning, Anthony.
What's going on, Dog Father?
Hey, man, we're just talking about rivals and big time, you know, conquests and good team playoffs and.
Okay, well, see, you, first of all, you're going to stop with all that nonsense, all right? First of all, they was in the playoffs again. They weren't 9-8, they were 10 and whatever. And second of all, if I'm not mistaken, I think they swept the division again last year. And I think they done beat the Ravens 7 out of 8 times. So maybe that's not a rivalry, because you said one team has to beat the other team in order for them. And as far as Cincinnati, they swept Cincinnati. Yeah, Burrow wasn't there one game or whatever. I don't care who wasn't there. All right, they swept Cleveland. I don't care who wasn't there. And another sneaky little joint is Cleveland-Pittsburgh. After that Vontaze Burfict done messed my man Antonio Brown's brain up, you know, that is a little cruddy. Well, that's more chippy and just cruddiness right there. That's just a ticket to the alley. But the Steelers-Ravens, bar none, if you want to see some physicalness, some hard-hitting, clean hard-hitting, that's your game. Now, you and your Cowboys, you giggle and sniggle. You can't even say the Commanders or Captain Tutty or whoever you are versus the Cowboys no more, because they've been smoking y'all.
I didn't say them.
Okay, and you're going to get off that 9-8 and 8. You're going to get off that, son. You wish when you grow up, you won't be. Oh, yeah. Hey, Doc, check that out. Did you just see your ratings go up? Cha-ching, that's your money. Get me some money on the backside, man. I'm out. Take it easy.
Oh, man. He is so predictable. But you know what? I love the Steelers. I love the way they approach football. I'm not mad at anything they do. I just wish and hope that Mike Tomlin is successful enough to keep his job. Because there are a lot of people I hear from the Steeler Nation that they're not as overwhelmed with him as Tony is.
I mean, there's a lot of talk all last season about maybe getting rid of him, you know?
I know it. Tony don't want to hear nothing about that, you know. And I think he's done a fine job but what are we comparing him with? I mean, we've had a headless horse here forever. Yeah, we'd love to have him, you know, but we don't need him now. We're good. Yeah, what we got to do, and you know, we talked about this last weekend, and we'll do it. I'll do it every weekend we're on. You know, B. Mitch has coined the phrase, and he's nailed this. The best ability is availability. And already the Lions have lost their place kicker for the season, and we're not even in pads. To break we go. We'll come back on the other side. You can join us. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Metal, DOC, and you right here on The Fan. 9:30 in the nation's capital. Spirits are high. Curly W's come up large in the 10th. 11 hits coming off being no hit. And the St. Louis Cardinals are on the wrong side of those two birds on a bat. And my dear friend, Smoking Al Koken. Good morning, Al. Sorry, but the Cardinals are on the wrong side of this one for you. Get over it. You have another shot. And hopefully our guys come up good once again. For those of you that don't know, Al is from St. Louis, and he's loyal. Capitals, he loves all our teams. But hey, man, never slight a man from his hometown love. First love. And we have...
Have you been to that St. Louis stadium?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I went. My dad lived there for a little while. I was old enough that I wasn't living with my parents anymore, but I did visit him a couple of times, and I got to see Mark McGwire hit one of those home runs that year out there. I mean, it was like number 32 or something, you know. But
you know, those tape measures, they called them. Yeah,
yeah, it's still pretty cool to see him hit a home run that year, the year he broke the record or whatever.
So. Yeah, it's St. Louis. The tradition's real, and they love it. They love their team.
Do you know what food they created at that that stadium?
Food they created?
Uh-huh, that started, like, originated at the St. Louis Cardinals Stadium?
No, but I'm willing to learn.
The hamburger with two Krispy Kreme donuts as a bun. That was invented there.
Man, you know what? I had to give them up about 10 years ago. Krispy Kreme donut is one of the most sinful things ever created.
Totally a classic, still good, you know?
Nobody should create anything that good that you cannot continue to eat. That you just, it should be like a health, it should be good for you. Because it is, I remember driving around, much younger, obviously, looking for that red light. What a great marketing deal to get you trained to when that light, when it's red, and you're in line for this thing, and you can't wait, and you get them, and it is, I mean, think about it. How many things in terms of food items? I mean, what's top three?
Oh, like breakfast pastries? Oh,
no,
man.
No, anything like it. Now, look now.
And like Danishes Twinkie, and eclairs. And
the Twinkie, look, man, it's going to be hard to beat. The Twinkie's got to be top three of all time, but I'm just saying the Krispy Kreme donut.
Krispy Kreme is above Twinkie for sure for me.
Well, that's you saying that. I'm just saying.
I'd rather have a Ho-Ho than a Twinkie. I'm more into Ho-Hos than Twinkies.
Ho-Ho?
Yeah.
Well, see, you're a younger man. Ain't anybody my age. Ho-Ho. I'm just saying. But that's okay. You're entitled to your opinion. All I'm saying is that a Krispy Kreme with the light on, when you can't wait to get the bag ripped open. And I think most people take the first bite while still in line. I don't even think you drive out of the line before you take that first bite.
What do you think about Bear Claws? I've been a big fan of Bear Claws, too.
No, I was never a Bear Claw guy. It was nice. It's all right. But I have never been. I'm just saying things that still affect my brain to the point I am now tasting that taste, that Krispy Kreme donut.
Oh, it's so iconic.
No, I'm eating it as we speak.
Virtual donut,
it's
yeah.
It's that good. No, dude. Now, it used to be so bad that it would make me, if I thought about it so bad, I have to go. I remember back in the day, there was one in Springfield. I mean, when you had to go chase it to go find out where one was, then not only where's that, but is the light on? And that's the thing they got me with. What a marketing, what a great, I don't even know if they knew it was an idea, if they stumbled into it. They got you riding around hunting, man, waiting on a damn light to cut on. And when that light's on, that means it's hot. Come on, Slim. It's hard to touch. Matthew in the District of Columbia. Good morning.
Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Hey, man. Talking Krispy Kreme donut, how you think I am?
I think you are in heaven, especially since you are following a Ho-Ho's versus Twinkies debate with a conversation about Krispy Kreme. And I will let you know, Doc, there is a mathematical equation that you should be aware of. Okay. Ho-Ho's greater than sign Twinkies.
What?
Ho-Ho's are much better than Twinkies, like a 2 or 3 greater
than right.
Sign.
That's right.
Okay, and I'll say this. I guarantee you then you are 40 years old or under.
No. Dude, I think I'm a hair younger than you are. I'm 61. I got all my gray
hair.
You're
an adult.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, you're an adult. Okay.
Maybe I'm in my second childhood, so maybe that will put me.
Well, I grew up around the block from a Hostess Twinkie, like a factory. We could smell them, which is that's criminal. that you should be around.
Then how'd you keep yourself in shape?
Well, you play every sport when you're young. And I, again, I played because it got you out of work.
Ah, smart
your
man.
Your moment, yeah, he was like, would they would have you go on a construction site with him, and that's the only reason I got into everything, because they, my mom, they never questioned anything as long as I was playing something.
Good.
If you were just home, well, no, you got to go to this, you got to that. And they said, hey, I got a game. They said, okay, good luck.
Right.
And I said, okay, that's it. I'm playing every sport, every season, forever.
I wanted to follow up on the call you got before the break.
Okay,
and I wanted to tell
Big
that
Tony.
Man, yes, I want to tell Big Tony that he's wrong.
Again.
So I'm going to give
say again.
You.
Whenever you say Big Tony's wrong, you have to say again.
Big Tony is wrong.
Again. Okay, all right.
So let me tell you why I'm saying that. There was a discussion about the Steelers-Ravens and the Commanders. It's very hard for me to say that word, not say the R word. I'm just going to do it. Redskins-Cowboys. So there was a comparison about those two rivalries, and those are clearly the two biggest rivals of the two local teams. Do you know what the record for us against the Cowboys has been over the last four seasons and what the record of the Ravens over with Pittsburgh has been over the last four seasons?
Am I going to have to throw up in my mouth?
No. One of us is 3-5 against our rival. One of us is 1-7 against our rival. Who do you think is 3-5, and who do you think is 1-7?
Well, according to Tony, we're 1-7, and they're 3-5.
Hence, Tony is wrong again.
Again, yeah.
We are 3-5 against the Cowboys. The Ravens are 1-7 against the Steelers over the last four seasons. I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's
what happens when you're in rivalries. Throw the rules away, because it's going to be a dogfight to win.
Yeah. But don't you miss it? I mean, that's, to me, is the essence of most sports. It's like Boston Yankees last night. That, to me, was other than the Olympic ceremony, and that was it to me. That was and the Nats winning in 10 innings, that was it.
Yes.
As soon as Judge went deep, I said, okay, another bomb, but that's not the game. The game's not over. And sure enough, the Red Sox came back.
Yeah, that's what happens in rivalries. It's haymaker after haymaker.
That's right.
Last man standing.
That's it. And that's the beauty of it. And that's what I meant. And look, I feel bad for Tony, because once upon a time, the Steelers were mighty. And we know here, because we are still mourning the loss of tradition. And excellence.
Very true. Very true,
and so,
Doc.
And I'm just, you know, we take shots at him because we love him.
Yeah,
Matthew, this is great.
One
man.
Last thing. I think we have hope for new traditions.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. That was awesome. That was absolutely awesome. Neville? Rodney, in the District of Columbia.
Hey, what's up, Doc? That rivalry thing you talk about, listen, for the average fan,
right,
80-90% of watching sports is talking junk to the other team's fans.
Hello.
That's why if you are a Washington fan, you are praying that this new adult regime, okay, where they're allowing these people to do their job, to just get a competitive product back on the field so we could at least come into the game thinking we have a chance.
Most
of the time when we watch Washington, we know we don't have a chance. The girls, the Cowgirls, they won 12 games the last three seasons. They literally can look at the schedule and especially the NFC East and say they're going to get four wins, two against the Giants, two against Washington. So for a fan, just like Ohio State, Michigan, an Ohio State fan can't even look at a Michigan fan right now because they've been getting their hands handed to them. So you just – as far as rivalries, you just want to be able to talk junk. My best friend, a Cowboy fan, man, he already started talking junk, man. I can't say I cuss him out all the time.
Right. But I really can't talk no football. I can't talk no football rivalry with them because
not till January. All your Cowboy fans. Now, Clarence Goldsboro, he called me yesterday. I was hoping to try to get him on. He knows I don't say nothing to him until January. I can't even say a word till January. I'm silent until January. Jerry, without Jerry, I wouldn't say nothing to him. But Jerry is so funny because he won't stop talking.
Yeah.
Even though we don't understand what he's saying, it still keeps us engaged.
Hey, Doc, they call that the cheese sliding off the tray. That's what they call that. And it's, look, Father Time undefeated. The coach, you say that all the time. But
that's right.
90% of this is talking junk about you know, your other
our
teams,
friends.
Man, we
that's
can't
good. Hey, man, got to go to break, Rodney. Appreciate you, dog. Break time we go. Sabah, Bonesy, Bay, you stay on the line. Back with more after the break. 9:47 in the nation's capital. Olympics is here. It's on and popping, as young folks used to say back in the Stone Ages. 1-800-636-1067 is our number. And open ceremonies. The rock star himself, Heavy Metal Chris, broke it down. You can't get that kind of analysis anywhere on the planet. As Chris broke it down for us, man, in a way that was touching. Hopefully at the beginning of the next hour, he'll do it again for those of you that may have missed it.
I just want to say, too, I have seen Gojira play a couple of times, and they are a fantastic live band. I've seen them at the Fillmore Silver Spring here before, so.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I saw them in Baltimore at Rams Head Live once also. I've seen them a few times.
I wonder, has our next caller, Dr. Sabah, you've seen Gojira before, Sabah?
Hold on, Gojira?
Yes.
What is that again? What's Gojira, Doc?
It's the French metal band that played the opening ceremony last night.
No. I'm more like, once I saw them like transvestites and stuff on there, I had to turn the channel. So, I like, you know, Styx and Foreigner and Kansas and Boston. That's the kind of rock I like.
Now, these guys had Fire,
you know,
and,
Supply,
and a Decapitated Queen,
you know, Rick
in their
Springfield.
Set. Yeah.
Yeah, that's more my pace. I like Motown, too. I like country. You know, I don't do that heavy, heavy stuff. My heaviest I get is probably Led Zeppelin, maybe, you know.
He's a
Bon
little
Jovi.
Heavier
That's
than,
pretty heavy, I think.
A little heavier than Zepp.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, did you see that picture I just sent you?
Yes, I did.
It looked just like Big Tony and Dak Prescott, side by side, walking across the street.
Yeah, kinda.
Two wild turkeys. Yeah. Hey, I think Big Tony was right though, guys. We're not 3-5. We're 1-7. Think about it. The only game we won against Dallas was they won. It didn't matter with Sam Howell, right? And then both Heinekes lost. And then obviously the first one with this past year we got swept, right? Then the end of the last year we won one, and then we got swept the year before that. So I don't think there's three wins in there. But anyhow, I mean, I could be wrong, but that's how I my memory.
I don't even think of us in that line.
No.
We're rebuilding. But we're just trying to become competent. And we were run by, it was a clown show. So, yeah, we might not be in any of the category. We were talking about.
But what would you rather be, Doc?
Ravens. Beg your pardon?
But you know what Dallas reminds me of? They're like the girl that dresses all up, goes get the fancy dress, $100, and her mama buys it for her. And no one asks her to the prom. At least we just dress casual and go to prom with friends.
Well, Dallas may get to go to the prom. It's just when they get to the
their
prom.
Their day doesn't show up.
Yeah, there you go. The accident happens.
Yeah.
But this is their year.
The date doesn't dance with them. The date dances with somebody else.
Yeah, this could be their year. And I just love it. Sabah, I love it. Appreciate you, though.
Well, hey, listen. Do you know I won some of my money back on the horse races?
Yeah, I heard that.
I was going to update you. I was 3-3, Doc. 3-3.
What do you think about that, Mel?
I'm killing it.
It's better than I am with horse racing, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, better
than me. Well, I'll
tell you,
beat Blackjack.
Yeah. Blackjack. Well, have a good one, Sabah. We're running down to Bonesy.
Thank you, sir.
All right. You got it. K9 for life. Bonesy in Southeast. What up?
Hey, Doc. Good morning. What's to you? Happy good morning to my brother, Heavy Metal Chris. I want to give a shout-out to Sabal. Give a shout-out to Nephew G from the shop. Hopefully he's awake.
Oh, he's up. Oh, no, he was up early this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they had some hell of a rivals, you know, back in the day, doing out there, you know. Notre Dame, USC, UCLA, and USC, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, you know what I mean? Florida, Florida State, you know. Michigan, Michigan State, you know, all that Big Ten stuff, you know what I mean? Notre Dame was in a rival with everybody because that's why they put them on Channel 4 every week, you know. Then we had them baseball rivals and stuff, you know. You know, we just got to – I mean, I don't know if it's going to ever get back to that stage again, you know what I mean? But, you know, we just got to, man, take advantage of it and love it for what it's worth, man. The Curly W's, they've been looking good here lately, Doc, you know. Hopefully they can keep it going. And I'm going to tune into these Olympic Games, man, and just enjoy my weekend, man. And hope y'all do the same, man. Thanks
all
for
right,
taking
Mo,
my call,
enjoy.
Man. Love you guys. Peace.
Love you back. I mean, that's what it's all about, enjoying it. And metal, it's it, you never know. I'm just so impressed that are going for multi medals. Their third and sometimes fourth. Can you? Yeah, you know how many workouts that is? If that encompasses.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Unbelievable.
And the ones that are doing multiple events in the same, even if it's swimming or track or whatever, it's just like the amount of training you have to do for one event and multiply that in the same, you know, cycle. It just I can't even imagine.
It's not like, we don't treat it big until it's the Olympic year. It's not like we're running out to meets. I mean, what? I mean, swim meets have you been to in your lifetime?
I don't think I've ever been to a swim meet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The crazy part about this is how these athletes maintain their discipline without being the NFL game of the week. You know, man, that self-discipline they have. Amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And we say this now, and we'll go right back to the same old patterns we have as soon as it's over. And then we'll come back again 4 years later and say the exact same thing. Again, unless it's like the W. Now, the W has changed. And if you go back to 16 years ago, this would have been with basketball, the WNBA is a game changer. It is a, and it's a money maker and a game changer. So with that, the progress is there. We appreciate all of you that tap into it. Say hello to three new multimillionaires, and they play quarterback in the NFL, and they haven't busted a grape, but they're making $50 million plus. What a good country to be in. Stay with us. We'll be back. 9:47 in the nation's capital. Olympics is here. It's on and popping. As young folks used to say, back in the Stone Ages, 1-800-636-1067 is our number. And open ceremonies. The rock star himself, Heavy Metal Chris, broke it down. You can't get that kind of analysis anywhere on the planet. As Chris broke it down for us, man, in a way that was touching. Hopefully at the beginning of the next hour, he'll do it again for those of you that may have missed it.
I just want to say, too, I have seen Gojira play a couple times, and they are a fantastic live band. I've seen them at the Fillmore Silver Spring here before, so.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I saw them in Baltimore at Rams Head Live once also. I've seen them
a few times. Has our next caller, Dr. Sabah, you've seen Gojira before, Sabah?
Hold on. Gojira?
Yes.
What is that again? What's Gojira, Doc?
It's the French metal band that played the opening ceremony last night.
No. I'm more like, once I saw them, like, transvestites and stuff on there, I had to turn the channel. So, I like, you know, Sticks and Foreigner and Kansas and Boston. That's the kind of rock I like.
Now, these guys had Fire, you know, and, Supply, and a Decapitated Queen,
you know,
Rick in their
Springfield
set.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more my pace. I like Motown, too. I like country. You know, I don't do that heavy, heavy stuff. My heaviest I get is probably Led Zeppelin, maybe, okay. You know.
He's a
Bon
little
Jovi,
heavier
that's
than,
pretty heavy, I think.
A little heavier than Zepp.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Doc, did you see that picture I just sent you?
Yes, I did.
It looked just like Big Tony and Dak Prescott, side by side, walking across the street.
Yeah, yeah, kinda.
Two wild turkeys.
Yeah.
Hey, I think Big Tony was right, though, guys. We're not 3-5. We're 1-7. Think about it. The only game we won against Dallas was the one that didn't matter with Sam Howell, right? And then both Heinekes lost, and then obviously the first one this past year we got swept, right? Then the end of the last year we won one, and then we got swept the year before that. So I don't think there's three wins in there, but. Anyhow, I mean, I could be wrong, but that's how I my memory.
I don't even think of us in that line.
No,
we're rebuilding. But we're just trying to become competent, and we were run by. I mean, it was a clown show. So yeah, we might not be in
any
of the category. We were talking about.
But what would you rather be, Doc?
Ravens. Beg your pardon?
But you know what Dallas reminds me of? They're like the girl that dresses all up, goes get the fancy dress, $100, and her mama buys it for, and no one asks her to the prom. At least we just dress casual and go to prom with friends.
Well, Dallas may get to go to the prom. It's just when they get to the
their
prom.
Their day doesn't show up.
Yeah, there you go. The accident happens.
Yeah.
But this is their year.
The date doesn't dance with them. The date dances with somebody else.
Yeah, this could be their year. And I just love it, Sabah. I love it. Appreciate you, though.
Well, hey, listen. Do you know I won some of my money back on the horse races?
Yeah, I heard that.
I was going to update you. I was 3-3, Doc. 3-3.
What do you think about that, Mel?
It's better than I am with horse racing, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, better
than me. Well, I'll tell you, beat Blackjack.
Yeah.
Blackjack.
Well, have a good one, Sabah. We're running down to Bonesy.
Thank you, sir. All
you
right.
Got it. K9 for life. Bonesy in Southeast. What up?
Hey, Doc. Good morning. What's to you? Happy. Good morning to my brother, Heavy Metal Chris. I want to give a shout-out to Sabah. Give a shout out to Nephew G from the shop. Hopefully he's awake.
Oh, he's up. Oh, no, he was up early this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, they had some hell of a rivals, you know, back in the day, during our day, you know, Notre Dame, USC, UCLA,
yep.
And USC, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, you know what I mean? Florida State, you know. Michigan State, you know, all that Big Ten stuff, you know what I mean? Notre Dame was in a rival with everybody because that's why they put them on Channel 4 every week, you know? Then we had them baseball rivals and stuff, you know? We just got to, I mean, I don't know if it's going to ever get back to that stage again, you know what I mean? But, you know, we just got to, man, take advantage of it and love it for what it's worth, man. The Curly W's, they've been looking good here lately, Doc, you know. Hopefully they can keep it going. And I'm going to tune into these Olympic games, man, and just enjoy my weekend, man. And hope y'all do the same, man. Thanks
all
for
right,
taking
Mo,
my call,
enjoy
man.
It.
Love you guys. Peace.
Love you back. I mean, that's what it's all about, enjoying it. And metal, it's you never know. I'm just so impressed that are going for multi medals. Their third and sometimes fourth. Can you how many workouts that encompasses?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Unbelievable.
And the ones that are doing multiple events in the same, even if it's swimming or track or whatever, it's just like the amount of training you have to do for one event and multiply that in the same, you know, cycle. It just, ugh. I can't even imagine.
We don't treat it big until it's the Olympic year. It's not like we're running out to meets. I mean, how many swim meets have you been to in your lifetime?
I don't think I've ever been to a swim meet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The crazy part about this is how these athletes maintain their discipline without being the NFL game of the week. You know, man, that self-discipline they have, amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And we say this now, and we'll go right back to the same old patterns we have as soon as it's over. And then we'll come back again 4 years later and say the exact same thing. Again, unless it's like the W. Now, the W has changed. And if you go back to 16 years ago, this would have been with basketball. The WNBA is a game changer. It is a, and it's a money maker and a game changer. So with that, the progress is there. We appreciate all of you that, that tap into it. Say hello to three new multimillionaires, and they play quarterback in the NFL, and they haven't busted a grape, but they're making $50 million plus. What a good country to be in. Stay with us. We'll be back.